This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Not good, Tommy.
What's the matter?
If you're in a relationship, you got to keep it spicy.
Okay.
Exciting. Every day, the love of your life, a new adventure.
Mm.
But things seem to be going the opposite way.
Oh.
And the bigger problem, it doesn't look like there's an easy way to fix it.
Really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah, buddy.
Love is not easy.
Oh, no. You got to work at it, Pat.
And this proves it. One in four Americans in a relationship say right now they are in a relationship rut.
Right.
The spark is gone. Mm. That person that you were once excited to spend time with is now just someone else in your life. And you may be asking, how do I know if I am in a relationship rut right now?
Yeah, what's the signs?
Well, the study found one half of Americans say they don't get enough romantic gestures from their partner.
Oh.
Just under half of them.
That's dudes. I mean, that's wives.
Well, no. I mean, that's, you're going to tell me every woman and no men said this?
Mm. No, but I'm saying it's heavily chick.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, let's pause. Let's go down this road.
Yeah.
I know no man would say out loud in front of his friends or people that know him that he doesn't get enough romantic gestures from his partner. But do you think with the gift of anonymity, which they got in this study, you don't think men are upset with the amount of romantic gestures?
I have a question over here.
Yeah, sure.
Because like you've talked about like your buddies who've cheated, right? Is that not the excuse that they use for why they go and find somebody else to be intimate with?
There was a cake involved? I don't know if this answers your question, but the guys that I know that were like chronic cheaters.
Yeah.
They were bored. They were, not that they didn't find their wives attractive, they were tired of having sex.
But they also
and they were good looking women.
They made the argument like, oh, she's not paying attention to me anymore.
My one buddy, I tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his wife was like stunning.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, she's got a closet full of Victoria's Secret and she would put all of it on for me. And do whatever she want, and do whatever I want. I'm just not interested. Like, he got bored. He just wanted more candy.
Okay, all right, and that's fair
enough.
You know
what I mean?
But I mean,
there's a reason why they didn't make just one porn.
No, that's fair enough.
You know,
definitely something as a married man you should say into a microphone for the world to hear.
Hey, I'm just being a little honest.
Just be real, man. You're like my realness, man.
This is South Florida, the '80s. You
know? Look, maybe it's not your buddies, but no. To Kimmy's point, a lot of excuses from cheating men is she doesn't give me the attention that she used to.
But I always think
it's like
most
the first
women,
thing they point to.
Yeah.
I always think most women initiate the romance, initiate these things.
Okay.
I think more women are in tune to when a relationship is going south than the guys are. Mm-hmm. I think the guy is the last to know between the two of you.
I'm going to disagree with you there. I mean, I know that it's trendy and cool to be like a tough guy, like, yeah, man, I don't know, whatever, she's there and I come home. But I think that guys outside of conversation with their friends are way more sensitive when it comes to their relationships than you think.
Okay, but I think men take things for granted.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean? Like, they're just not seeing it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so one half of Americans say they don't get enough romantic gestures from their partner. Just under half of Americans say they are less passionate, more routine about having sex.
So it's almost become a part of the week.
You got it. We just have sex.
Yeah.
3 in 10 Americans in relationships admit they are now bored in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 in 10 Americans in relationships say they don't have interesting conversations with their partner anymore.
Well, I mean, if you've been with somebody so long, I mean, you kind of know everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's, I mean, unless something new happens in your day, that would be a rut.
You're right.
And I don't know how you get out of that.
Well, here's the problem. And this is the biggest, most startling number. Like everything we said, I think there are people listening, if you're in a relationship, you can relate to that. Mm-hmm. Over one half of the people polled that said they were in a relationship rut said they felt this way about their relationship for over a year.
Okay.
Not good.
Right.
All right, so you had said there's nothing you can do about it. All right, so I slam you with all this information.
Yeah. Right? A ton of it.
Relationship experts say this is really bad. Do you see this as an issue?
I mean, it just seems like human nature. Like, the more you're with each other, the more you're comfortable you get with each other, you develop these lives, jobs, routines. You would have to break a lot of that to stimulate your relationship, and that's hard to do without it affecting other things like your job and your kids and other things, your other obligations.
Kimmy, do you agree with him?
Well, I think these problems come and go over time only because of, you know, where you could be at in life, where your kids are at in life. I can understand how, you know, it's not going to be perfect all the time. Like, that's impossible. So I can understand having these issues for a period of time throughout your relationship.
Okay. So both of you say this is not that big a deal.
I'm not saying it's that big of a deal. I think
it's long term, it is.
Okay.
I know couples that, like, you know, they've been married for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
The kids get out of the house, and now they have nothing. They realize, oh my God, we have nothing in common.
Sure, yeah.
But they didn't realize that for a long time. They thought we were doing the right thing.
Well, you had the kids in common.
But the relationship, the romance, had died years ago. But they didn't realize.
I think here what you're missing, and you never raised kids with somebody, so it's not your fault, right? Like, there is romance that comes from bonding over your children.
Okay.
Right? And the thing that you have in common with your kids, you're experiencing these things together that are new as they grow up. I do think that it's not so much the romance died. It's that you focused on raising your kids, which is where your romance came from. And I know that sounds weird.
But that's where the energy
goes. You're just busy.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, no. Because, like, for example, like, I'll use my daughter. You know, my oldest plays hockey. My youngest plays tennis. She does ballroom dance.
Yeah.
Whenever they have, like, an event together, like, my wife and I are there together.
Right.
And then, like, my wife gets very amorous when she sees me dealing with my girls in that situation.
Yeah.
And I falling head over heels in love with my wife again when I watch the way that she deals with our kids in that situation. So if that gets taken away, I understand it's not so much the romance died. It's that what we bonded over is now gone.
Okay. All right. No, I get it.
Okay. All right. No, you give me that look. Nah, you don't got a boner anymore. It's a problem. Okay. I've thrown a lot of numbers at you.
Yeah.
All right. But this number is why what we are talking about matters.
Whatever.
We told you that 1/4 of Americans in a relationship say they are in a relationship rut. Well, of those people, about 1/4 of them said they have started daydreaming about other romantic partners. Not that they don't love their current partner.
But they fantasize.
They are fantasizing now about other romantic partners.
Mm.
So.
Are we talking about, like, people we know?
It says other romantic partners. You take that.
Could be anybody.
Yeah.
Anything.
You want
it could be something you just made up.
Is it more bothersome if it's someone you know?
Yeah, I think so. Because that's somebody that you're interacting with in real life.
Attainable.
Yeah, it's not so much a fantasy as it is, like, well, why? What is it about that person?
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right, I get, like, a coworker that's on, like, the same plane, whatever. If you found out your husband, in a hypothetical situation, was fantasizing about a woman that was way out of his league, would that bother you?
Like
she's
around. Somebody we know.
Yeah,
she's
someone around. We know, but there's no way.
I think it would bother me, like, anybody we know personally would obviously bug me more than, you know, a celebrity or something.
Okay. So with that being said, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How do you get that spark back? I want to excite my romantic partner. I want to get them excited to spend time with me, talk to me, have sex with me. Your first move is what?
I think you got to surprise them, right? Like spontaneity.
Okay.
Right? Like, I take her out, pull a move that she doesn't see coming, or she does the same to you.
Okay, but here's the problem.
Right.
But let's we'll keep it in men's laps for now,
right,
because, you know, we are men.
Right.
You are the worst person to have this discussion with, because I agree with what you just said.
Yeah, yeah.
And are you questioning yourself now?
Well, I mean, yeah. Kimmy, you know this. Tommy and I are the least spontaneous men on the planet.
Yes. Yeah, but maybe that would surprise her, because you are people that don't like to go too far out of their comfort zone.
I understand. I don't think we have it in us to do what we would need to do.
Oh.
Do you disagree?
Well, I have tried it, and it didn't go well, so yes.
Like, how
Like role play? Is that...
No.
No, because only because you've talked about how you tried that before and it wasn't for you.
I can't do it.
Other, with women in the past.
Yes, yeah. I can't do it.
Well, you're a terrible actor.
I'm not an actor. I can't stick to a script.
I've tried spontaneity. You mean like being like your boner cock?
Well, that's what I thought you were talking about.
I'm here to fix the cable.
No, you mean more like surprising them with like a weekend or a dinner.
Yeah, so you pull a surprise move. Yeah, like a weekend getaway, stuff like that.
Okay, but here's the problem with that idea. And again, it's not a bad
role
idea.
Role playing. For some reason, I have a pilot's outfit in the trunk.
And you're a boner cup at the same time.
I'm just thinking, because I would think you'd be open to trying most things once.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the problem with spontaneity, if you're using that to get your spark back.
Yeah.
It's temporary.
Well, and that's just it. Let's say, Kimmy, you try it one time and you nail it. You nail it. You got to do it again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got to keep doing it. And then spontaneity, if it happens enough, all of a sudden is not spontaneous anymore.
Yeah, you do run into a corner.
So outside of surprise, what else is there to do to get out of that rut?
I mean, you're back at your house. You're back in your bed. You're back into your routine. To your point, yeah, we're right back at it. Okay. Right back where we started.
You're not really trying.
No, but like we went out, we did all that stuff, we came home, and then next week, well, we're kind of back where we started.
See, you're present, but you're not present. You're here,
yeah,
but you're not really.
That sounds like every woman I've ever dated.
Has every man heard that from a woman at some point? You're here, but you're not really here.
Yeah.
I also don't know if you as a couple, like if each of you know that the other one is unhappy.
Okay.
That make sense? Like you could both be kind of in a rut about the same things but never talk to each other about it, which means it's probably never gonna get fixed.
Yeah.
So maybe just like somebody starting that conversation. I mean, it's kind of a risk if that person is totally fine with everything that's going on, but maybe just starting the conversation about what we could do to make it better is a start.
It's a risk either way. And I think it's the same mentality that some guys have about not going to the doctor.
Yeah.
I know that things
probably... I don't want to know what's wrong.
Exactly. I know things probably aren't good. But when I know what isn't good, now I've got to deal with it.
But okay. I guess, like, but you're never going to fix it if you don't know what's wrong.
Understood. But you also run the risk, Kimmy, of that, like, slippery slope argument where, like, if I find out what you feel is worse than I thought, well, now I'm screwed.
Right. Right.
Whereas if we just pretend everything is okay... We can keep living this way.
So you're talking about like you're both going to sit down and put cards on the table.
Yeah.
But what's going on? Right? But are you going to put all your cards down?
Well, when you say all your cards.
All your cards. Whatever you think the issues are you going to seriously lay all the cards on the table knowing that this could blow up in my face?
Or and maybe you don't want to hurt the other person's feelings.
Right. So then that means we start getting stuck again, not dealing with things because... We're not going to be ballsy enough to go all in.
Okay. But here's the thing. I also think it's easier for a woman to lay it all out than it is for a man.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, you guys can admit it's not... You can't even talk about things with your buddies. I would imagine it's probably harder with a partner to admit those things. Like, you guys aren't good at talking about your emotions, period. So you're not letting out your emotions to anybody.
It's easier for me to do that with my wife.
Or relating
to a point.
Like, as a woman,
you and I are different
like,
people when it comes to that stuff.
What?
Emotions? You don't have any?
Oh, little emotional boy.
You see the haircut?
Josh Allen's going to be on Netflix. I don't want to watch it.
Like, I can't imagine you're getting advice from anybody either. Like, even outside of your relationship. Or if somebody else already went through this, you'd never know. And if it worked out for them, you'd never know.
You never want to tell a buddy.
About it with other people.
You never want to tell a buddy, like, a deep problem you're having.
But that's kind of sad.
No, it's not. Because he's not going to listen. He's going to tell you about his buddy.
Yeah.
Man, my buddy did that too, man. Next thing you know, man, he's got a steak knife in his thigh. Don't do that. Chick was nuts. Didn't even know it, man. He walked in, she was like four margaritas into her afternoon.
He ain't wrong. He ain't wrong.
Like, I think as a woman, I have more outlets for help and That's advice why you live and longer. Those types of things. And so if I know somebody who has a similar issue in their life, like, I have a little bit of guidance.
No, but there's a problem with that, too. Right. And the big problem with what you just described, having the outlets, women having outlets, men not. Again, we're talking about this new study. One in four Americans in a relationship say they are in a relationship rut. One half say they don't get enough romantic gestures from their partner. Just under half say they are having less passionate, more routine sex. 3 in 10 admit they are now bored in the bedroom. And 4 in 10 say they have not had interesting conversations with their partner anymore. The most jarring statistic of the people who said they're in a rut, a quarter of them say they are now regularly fantasizing about other people. Kimmy, you talk about it's easier for women because you have somewhere to go.
Yeah.
That makes it harder for men also, because it is rare where if you go to your girlfriends and say, I have a problem with what's going on in my relationship, that they don't immediately go, it's his fault.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not
what
true.
What do you do?
I'm telling you that is not, that's not true.
Well,
because
you need
if there really is something that I'm struggling with personally,
yeah.
And maybe you don't even really know what the problem is or the way you feel or what's going on and why things are the way they are. I do think that, especially with like your closest friends, they can help you a little bit. Even if it's just them listening to you, sometimes that helps.
It's a support system.
The fact that you said it like that.
We don't have that.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you guys have anything close to that.
You're not wrong.
ESPN.
Shut up. I love how you're like pretending.
Gambling sites.
You're pretending like you're a real man. I watch ESPN and then I go and I cut down trees in my backyard. I'm a man. All right, so we've been rambling here, going in circles, trying to figure out how to fix this. Luckily, we do have suggestions from relationship experts on how to spin out of that relationship rut.
All right.
Okay. A number one, better communication. What does that mean?
Where do I start?
Exactly. How do one day do you just communicate better? And if that wasn't an issue, you wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
Yes. I mean, the best thing to do would be to see an expert, but I don't know how many people, men or women, want to take it to that level.
Okay.
Because I think the assumption is if you need it, then we're already doomed.
Yeah.
And that's not the case, but I think it could help more people, but they just don't want to seek that kind of help.
Okay, that's a good point. They also suggest
what's that?
Trying new things in the bedroom to spin out of that rut.
Lube up.
But who brings it up first?
Lube a new spot.
Lube a new spot?
Lube a new spot.
It sounds like a Hawaiian all-inclusive. Welcome to Lube a new spot. Look, it's not a bad idea,
right.
But that is a dicey.
Well, that comes into the role-playing and sex toys.
Freeze motor cups!
Yeah.
Okay. One, you're right
naval
about.
Naval penetration.
Naval?
Yeah. We talked about it with Ben. I was tossing that chick's
You're
naval.
Not going to let that go?
No, he was tossing. He wasn't penetrating. There's a difference.
Well, this tongue would have been.
No, I don't.
Making.
I think we have a different definition of what penetration
is. How deep is your navel?
Or tossing.
He dates a lot of deep naveled women.
Deep naveled woman. Okay. So I agree with you, Kimmy. One, who is going to bring up new stuff in the bedroom is dicey.
Right.
The second big issue with that advice.
Yeah.
If you are in this relationship rut, you're probably already a little insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual experimentation while you are feeling insecure seems like a really bad idea.
Yes.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, you're not going into it fully confident.
And you both also
probably have different ideas of what that is.
You absolutely have different ideas of what that is, because if you didn't, you'd already be doing it.
Right.
Like, what are the odds? It's like one of those, like, you know, stupid relationship, like, rom-coms where it's like, you like that too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And we've been together 10 years. And then he's penetrating her navel. What did that sound like again? Every vagina in Rochester just slams shut. What is wrong with
you? I don't know.
God,
it's even more disturbing from my angle.
Oh, yeah, you got a nice profile on my tongue.
Yeah. Oh. Gary writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. The easiest way to get us on Instagram. He writes, 7-year relationship, no kids together, but have grown kids separately. I bought us a mini poodle puppy 2 years ago. Between the grooming and dressing her up, it was the best thing we could have done to restart our relationship.
A pet.
Get a dog?
I guess.
I mean, look, you know, any means necessary, right? But, I mean, it is an interesting idea too, Gary, like, and I'm not criticizing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, is it something like a hobby?
Oh, it could,
you need to have
a couple's hobby.
But I mean, that's what the dog kind of seems like. It is right now.
Or golf,
right?
Tennis, paddle.
Okay.
Anything where you and you're taking a walk? I don't know.
And I think that leads us into the end of this conversation and the massive elephant in the room that never gets talked about enough in these like relationship studies and polls and things.
Right.
There seems to be this idea with a lot of people in general that all relationships can be fixed. But the fact is, there are people that just don't work out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You care about them. You want them to be happy.
You just ain't there.
Yeah, right? Like,
or you don't want to.
Okay.
Right?
You just don't
want to do it.
And I mean, you know, before you get to that part.
I was going
to
say, like, I think once you're at that point, you know it's over. What's tricky is when you don't know how much more effort, I guess, to put into it.
Yes, and where this could be end up going.
Like, did we do everything we could have? I don't know yet.
And like when you read these things or have these discussions, I guess the question is, how do you know if your relationship is one that can be fixed and brought back? Or if this was something that just wasn't destined to work out in the first place? And if it's not something that's sustainable long term, is that a realization that both people in that relationship come to at the same time?
Yeah, you're going to have to sell the hot tub.
Okay. You got a hot tub and it's not working. You got bigger problems.
That's what I'm saying. A hot tub, that's a test right there.
Got infection potential.
Huh?
I'm just saying, you shouldn't do some things in the hot.
Well, not the one at the Holiday Inn. I mean, use your own.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It would end one of the biggest pains in the asses for everybody in America.
Well, this is great.
And you could argue it would save you a ton of time and headaches if you were to get scammed.
Let's do it.
The question is, one, does this work?
Yeah.
And two, would the price be worth it?
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, one of the biggest pains in the ass.
Yeah.
Now. Spam phone calls and spam text messages. Right? And they're not just a pain in the ass. Sometimes they can affect your life in super negative ways. Right? Some of these spam calls and text messages are direct scams, and people fall for them, and it costs them hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. There is a new company that claims they can eliminate these from your life forever.
Sweet.
It's an app, and it's called Umail. They claim the technology checks every call and text using advanced screening technology that you will get. It will also show you, according to this company, what list you are on that got you this communication in the first place.
Oh.
And then it says they can take you off of that list.
It's a miracle.
Okay, that's what they say. All right. The app is available, it says here in the story, for $6.99. Now, I don't know if that means $6.99 one-time shot or $6.99 a month.
Ooh.
I would assume it's $6.99 a month, but don't quote me. Tommy, $6.99 a month. To never get a spam text or call ever again, is it worth it?
I think it's a deal. I mean, $6 isn't that much.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's amongst all the other things that you pay for a month.
Yeah, I never look at it that way. Yeah, how you look at it, that's the only $6 I will spend that month.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Your only output is
$6.
Kimmy, is it worth it?
No, I mean, it's free for me to just ignore it.
Okay, but know? I mean, there are some texts you get where now you're not entirely
sure. Like if you're expecting a call and you don't know the person directly, You worry about it.
And then what if I'm expecting a call from the king of Siam, but then the king of, you know, Congolese, I don't even know if that's a country.
No, I think that was part of the Bush administration.
Hey, babe.
No, like for me, I think tacking on another monthly payment, and that seems like something you'd have and you forget about,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all those.
So no, I think I'm out on that.
So there was a warning last week from the state of New York.
What did I say?
There is a toll scam that is very believable going around in text messages, and it's gotten a lot of people.
You in trouble.
And if you have someone vulnerable. Thank you. In your life, like a parent or a grandparent, maybe putting this on their phone would be a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it's definitely handy for certain groups of people. Like, I would even put it on my teenager's phone, too.
Okay. All right. So now you're spending $12 a month.
Sure, but it's, you know, worth it. I don't know how savvy your kid is, what they could click on.
Okay.
Give information to.
Valid point. Now, here's the thing.
What was that?
Oh, this sounds great.
Yeah.
Right? But it does also feel like the claims that they make here.
It doesn't work?
There's no way this is going to be able to work.
Oh.
Because, like, if
scams will evolve.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if this does become a popular thing, the folks who put out these spam calls, spam texts, are just going to find a way around it because every, you know, wall they put in front of them, they found a way to get around it.
Yeah. And then you're going to get more people falling for those scams because if I have this technology and I get that phone call or text, well, it's supposed to block it if it's spam, so this must not be spam.
Great call.
So I'm going to answer it.
Great call. This seems more dangerous than it. I mean, it's got to be too good to be true. Are there people that have this? 252-WCMF, 252-9263, you mail, and has it worked for you? And the other thing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you are paying a monthly fee, $6.99 a month, there would eventually be a point in time where it would have been actually cheaper to get scammed than pay not to get scammed.
Mm. Yeah.
Because let's say you use this for the rest of your life. $6 a month. What's $6 a month times 12?
Let's find out.
72.
$14.
No, I think it's $72.
All right.
60.
$72 a year.
$72 a year.
All right.
10 years, that's $720.
Yeah.
I mean, how often does the average American get scammed via text or phone? Let's say you get scammed once every 10 years.
Yeah.
Right? Down the road. If they're not getting you for more than $720, you're actually at a loss now.
Yeah.
And I guess you're saving time not answering the calls or looking at the text messages, but it would have been easier for me to just get scammed.
Yeah.
Right? No?
To run the risk.
So with this thing, though, I'm not even going to see the call, right?
I will read it to you again.
Because like right now, it'll tell you potential scam.
Potential spam, yes.
Right. Yeah. This is like, I don't even know. It doesn't even reach me.
I don't know.
That would be nice.
Well, but like, then but what if it's not spam?
Well,
because like even sometimes
if that person's dead, I'll find about it later.
When my kid's school calls,
see that's the thing with kids, you get numbers sometimes you don't recognize.
Well, no, even the number that is for Aquinas, it'll say potential spam on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like, and even with me, if I go see a doctor, a specialist, and I get a follow up phone call, I don't know that number. So if I get something from Clifton Springs, I got to take it.
Sure.
So I've spent over $10,000 at Clifton Springs. But, you know, I'm always at the doctor.
By the way, $10,000 at Clifton Springs, you could buy half that Main Street.
Oh, yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Troy. Hey, Troy.
Guys, and Kimmy.
Hey, what's up?
So I have this on my Verizon account already.
Oh, do you?
I'm
ahead of the ball game.
My name is Troy. I got things on my phone.
Head of the curve, Troy.
Call me future Troy. Back to the Troy.
Don't lose anything.
Oh, Troy McFly.
My money makes money.
A little bitch filter.
You were saying Troy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're just trying to hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying.
Oh, I'm so cool. Check me out. Everybody will try to share information. Your mic's off, Kimmy. You can't even interrupt him because your mic's not on.
I feel like he's about to tell us something useful, but...
Okay, Troy, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Real this time.
No, never mind.
But no, we want to hear
what talk to you now. Oh, please, nope. Troy, tell
Troy,
us.
Troy, come on.
Please, Troy.
Troy, go ahead.
Okay, you really want to hear?
Yes!
All right, so I have this spam filter.
Oh, Troy, I got the spam filter right there. I've done my phone for three times because I'm an idiot.
They call me Spam the Man.
Oh, check me out.
You guys are the best.
Troy, great call, buddy. Yeah. Have a good rest.
Learned a lot.
There goes Troy. No, so.
I wanted to hear what he said.
Troy, no crap.
Wait, he has nothing.
No, so there are other people writing us.
Yeah.
Buy Your Side Outfitters writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. In regards to the scam calls, would have Google Pixel phone's built-in feature where they automatically screen calls where your phone doesn't even ring. It works really well, and since I've been using it, I haven't gotten one scam call. I assume it's the same thing that Troy's discussing.
Okay.
If he would have just been able to get it out.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Instead of, like, stammering.
Jesus Christ. Spit it out.
I don't want to take it anymore. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this new app. It is called Umail for $5.99, and we assume that it's monthly. They will filter out all of your spam calls and your spam text messages, and it would save you time.
Yeah.
It would keep you from getting spam, but it is another $6 a month you're paying to have.
Ah, throw it on the heap.
So why don't you download it right now? If there's one person in this room most likely to get scammed, it's the guy that thought Terry Pegula was actually following him on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
Oh, you're dying. You don't even...
I'm going to run it by Troy first.
What's it called?
It's called the Troy Spam Alert.
I've said it four times. I've looked you in the eyeballs and said this four times, and you cannot tell me the name of the app. How are you?
I'm starting. I get the dementia.
No, that's not it. You've had this your whole life, idiot.
Dementia?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Man, I wish I kind of want to know what Troy had to say too.
Too late now.
But don't you be like you put him on, and then you tried to interrupt until your mic was off.
I didn't try to interrupt.
I'm going
to
be cool now. No,
I tried to save Troy.
I like Troy. Troy's a good man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.